Hi, you're listening to the Value Cafe podcast. I'm your host, Esther Opone, aka The Value Adder. Here, I hold laid-back conversations with friends across a variety of topics as we share lessons from our personal life journeys with the ultimate aim to connect, learn, and gain value while we have fun. So, if you are in for an authentic and valuable experience, relax and enjoy the show. Hi guys, and welcome back. I was fretting a lot about how this episode was going to come, and in my head the greeting was supposed to be more exciting, but it seems like too much anticipation has killed the vibe, so we're just going to go with the flow. Or maybe I can just try again. Hi guys, yay, welcome back to the Value Cafe podcast. Okay, I think that sounds better. Did you miss me? I kind of miss talking to you guys. It feels so good to be here again and to resume this season. And I really appreciate everybody who took time out to give me their reviews, who took time out to encourage, to give suggestions, to correct, to advise, to give me tips and tricks, and send me links to platforms and things that could help me become better. This time away was quite productive, and I'm sure that you'll be seeing the effect soon enough. So I was thinking, all through the whole of season one, I never actually officially introduced myself like that. So this is going to be like a two-in-one purpose thing. For the sake of those people who are new here, you're welcome, have a seat, you're in good company. And if you are a return listener, thank you so much for deeming it worthy to grace me with your ear time and to listen to me once again. So I'm doing this for the sake of these two groups of people, to just officially introduce myself or reintroduce myself, as the case may be. Here we go. Hi everybody, my name is Esther Opone, aka The Value Adder. A lot of people ask me how I came about the name The Value Adder, and here's a bit of that story. I don't know the exact moment I came to that, but I just knew that I was always invested in adding value to lives and spaces around me, whatever way I can, be it in a conversation, be it through my work, be it through volunteering, be it through connecting someone to someone, or just doing something at that point in time. And so this has been the crux of the things that I do. And while I'm constantly evolving, I'm constantly growing, I'm developing, and I'm getting better for myself and in things that I am involved in, this has always remained the major drive behind everything. To that end, my expressions of how I add value, sometimes they might change. Some have remained the same over the years, some have changed, some have taken on new modalities, but still the core is the same thing. And so currently I do this through my profession as a biomedical laboratory scientist, an early career health researcher and communicator, and all of that. So that is one aspect of me in the health field. Also, I add value through civic engagement, that is getting involved in my community, through volunteering. A major platform that has really helped me do that is the Volunteers of Africa platform, through which I get to get involved in projects and events and initiatives and all of this, whether short or long term, to causes that I believe in. And speaking of which, let me plug this in that Slum to School Africa is looking to enroll 5,000 children in school, and we're starting our fundraising campaign. So please and please join us. Even if you can't give up to the 50k that is needed to send a child to school, you can send in your 500, your 1k, your 2k. You can help to share our banners when they come out, and you can pledge your birthday. You can do all of those things, you know, for the sake that these children get good education. Okay, the third category through which I do this is through content creation, such as on this platform, the Value Cafe podcast. Over time, I've always been creating content, be it on my IG page, on my blog, and then currently through this platform. And so basically, those are the three major umbrellas that summarize all that I am about. And yes, personality wise, I'll say I'm a mix of, you know, geeky, nerdy, artsy, fun, and weird. Sometimes I can be very shy, sometimes I can be all out there, sometimes, you know. So I'm that babe who is into science, who loves healthcare and research. I also like to explore art and culture events. You most likely see me at live, you know, poetry events, concerts, book readings, and all of those things. When I'm not in my house, shall, or I'm not at work, or I'm not too lazy to go out. And yes, I love to solve the net. I'm that curious by nature, so I probably will catch the snippet of a conversation or something on radio or on TV, or stumble on something in a book, and trust me, I'm going to be googling that concept within 24 hours. And yes, most importantly, I'm definitely a Jesus baby. Yes. Okay, now I think that you have met me enough. And so on that note, I'll say welcome officially to my space and to season 2 of the Value Cafe podcast. So now that we are officially in season 2, there are some things to expect. As usual, conversations, 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 value, 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 that will never be shaken. Even when we are joking and we are having fun, okay? Even when all we are doing is through banter at ourselves, you can be sure that you definitely have something to relate with, you definitely have something to gain, and all of that. And so, yeah, more guests, more topics. This season is probably going to have longer episodes. So instead of 12 episodes like I did last season, I most likely would be going into probably 15 episodes, or keep it running for longer than that. But then we'll see how it goes. Also, unlike last season, in which the episodes were run as a monthly series, like in May, I had a particular series with different guests, June, a different series, and so on like that. But this season, there will be more individual episodes, and so this will allow me to explore more topics across a wide range of areas, you know, impact, culture, personal development, a bit of faith and health, creativity, basically conversations around stuff that concern us as we navigate our personal life journeys, just as the podcast description has promised. I'll also be introducing a new segment, 2 in 2. In this 2 in 2 segment, I'm going to be giving my 2 cents on issues that catch my fancy in 2 minutes or less. So as someone that likes plenty shalai, I feel like this might be tough, but hey, it's a nice challenge, and I have a feeling that I'll have some fun while at it. So some might be deep, it might not be too deep, it might just be me popping in to just, you know, drop my, again, 2 cents on things in 2 minutes or less than that. I'm looking forward to what comes out of that. Then there will also be features like listener shout outs and, you know, features to engage more with you. So you could end up being on the show with me, it could be you, it could be someone by your side. And who knows, some giveaways might even come into play. Wings. I'm also available on more podcast streaming platforms now, so that means more convenience for you to access my content through any platform that works best for you, for your device, for your time. And so that is a rundown of the things to expect this season. And I'm sure that as usual, we'll be having a great time, or even a greater time. I don't know how that sounds. A greater time together. And so there you have it, folks. This is an official welcome introduction or reintroduction and update episode. I'm always open to collaborations, open to sponsorship, open to feedback and all of those things. And if you want to check me out on social media, I'm from my personal platform, I'm Esther Opone, or at The Valuada on most, if not all, platforms. The social media platform for this podcast is at The Value Cafe Pod on all platforms too. So do well to, you know, follow, engage. There will be a lot of content going on there too. So I look forward to seeing you next episode. I'll be discussing some unpopular opinions with a friend of mine, Keaton, and well, some shots might be fired in some quarters, but hey, it is what it is. So anyway, so anticipate that next Tuesday is another great time to join on the show. So bye for now and welcome to season 2. For sticking through with this episode, I hope you enjoyed it. If you gained one or two things from this, chances are your friends will too. So make sure to share and invite them to come again next time. And yes, I would really love to hear from you. So feel free to shoot me a mail at thevaluecafepod@gmail.com or send a DM at thevaluecafepod on Instagram and Twitter. You can also leave a comment or record a voice message depending on the podcast streaming platform you are using. Thank you once again. I remain your host, Esther, aka The Valuada. See you next episode and keep adding value.